bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's April 9th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, the embargo has been lifted. Well, for the Apple Watch and a few of those high-classy tech sites, shall we say. And with that being said, the reviews are in, particularly on the battery life of the little sucker. And amazingly, most are saying that the battery life is, it's okay, it's not too bad. Some are saying it exceeded expectations. Don't know how much money they got from Apple for saying that, but most are seeing battery life at the end of the day anywhere from about 30%, although there were a few cases of around 10% by 7 p.m., so it depends on how heavy you're going to use the thing. Most reviews said, though, they can get about 18 hours a day of battery life out of the Apple Watch. Don't forget, Apple Watch goes on sale April 24th, and pre-orders start tomorrow. Get that credit card ready. Oh, yeah. Now, normally we have Hacker News on Tuesday, but this week it's Hacker News Thursday. Hey, at least it still begins with a T. And speaking of T, let's talk about the folks over at AT&T. Nearly 280,000 AT&T customers had their personal data stolen by scammers. I guess it can't really be hacker news. It's more of scammer news. Okay. So we'll change that title. The most sensitive information that was gained by the scammers was the last four digits of the social security numbers and other identifying information that AT&T is still yet to say. What's even more scary is the breach apparently went down from November of 2013 all the way up to April of 2014. Yes, 168 days of scamming. So why were they wanting the information? Well, apparently scammers wanted the customer data so they could unlock AT&T devices. Ah, AT&T. You remember those ads from the 80s? You know, AT&T, reach out and touch someone? They need to change that, I think. AT&T, reach out and scam someone. Well, we've mentioned it before on the BTN News Show about Google preparing YouTube for a subscription service. It was all rumors until now. Google has announced, at least according over to the folks at Bloomberg, that an ad-free video service is on the way and could be here by year's end. The company sent out a letter to YouTube partners today, painting the broad stroke, shall we say, of what is about to happen. They said in that letter that by creating a new paid offering, we'll generate a new source of revenue that will supplement your fast-growing advertising service. So the bigger question is, will you pay for the service so you don't have to wait, you know, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then click or have to wait for that whole 30 seconds for an ad? Yeah, I probably won't either. After all, it is just YouTube. And we've kind of gotten used to that. So we all talk about the NSA and those dirty little people over there that are spying on us. But really, it never started with the NSA. No. All that spying started with the DEA. Yeah, the NSA's massive surveillance program? Yeah, that started with them way back in 1992 all the way up to 2013. 21 years of eavesdropping. Oh, yeah. According to USA Today, the program was called a USTO because it monitored almost every American's calls from the U.S. to other countries. It was one of those joint task force kind of things, you know, with the Justice Department and the Drug Enforcement Administration. They said it was a way to keep tabs on Colombian drug cartels and their supply routes. After that, it grew in scope to cover all international calls made to around 116 countries, including Canada. Yeah, even the folks just a little up north over America. To Mexico, parts of Asia and Europe, and most of Central and Southern America. Government doing what government does best, spying on you since 92. Xbox One over from Microsoft, they kind of want to be that hub of your living room, your every go-to device for all your entertainment needs. Big thing it was missing, though, being able to actually get free-to-air television. Well, not anymore, at least in North America. Microsoft has finally brought live over-the-air TV support to its Xbox One. Microsoft announced today a partnership with U.S. manufacturer It doesn't sound very American, does it? I'm not even going to try to pronounce this. Let's just move on. Looks like hippopotamus. To create a TV tuner for the U.S. and Canadian users. Now, before you get all nice and excited, there hasn't been a release date yet. No. We got to announce these things first, remember? But Microsoft says in the next few months, you'll be able to buy that little TV tuner for your Xbox One for around $60. Jeez! Think it'd be cheaper just to get a decoder box. Anyways, your Xbox One has officially become your Xbox One, plus $60. And
And finally,
it's time to phone home.
Okay, terrible ET impression, I know. But NASA's hoping we will be phoning home, and they think they're going to be able to find extraterrestrial life in 20 years. Chief scientist over there at NASA, Ellen Stofan, has claimed that there will be definitive evidence of extraterrestrial life within the next 10 to 20 years. She says that with the sheer number of oceans within just our solar system, she argues it's not just a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Oh, the unknown universe. Oh, what will we find? In the meantime, until NASA figures this out, let's all get out our keyboards and go, boop, 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 boop. Maybe that'll help speed up the process. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter if you're really bored too at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget, tonight on BTN, it is the big show. Oh, yeah. 8 o'clock UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern time U.S., 12 Pacific. And if you're really keeping track, that's 7 UTC. Good show tonight. Chris Ashley is going to be on the program. Kelly Gamont's going to be there. Mr. Jeff Gammon and his sex toys will probably also be on. Lee Garrett and Mr. Paul Riley is also going to be on the show. That is the big show tonight on BTN. Check it out live. As for the new show, that wraps up your Thursday edition, but we will be back tomorrow with the whole, yes indeed, your Friday. I can't wait either. I know. I'm so freaking excited, too. Yeah, we'll be getting you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best tech news. But until then, have a fantastic Thursday. And thank you, as always, for listening.